Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, who is the operations manager at Independent Carpet Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am great this morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I appreciate you meeting with me early this morning. We have a busy day. We're in Phoenix, Arizona at Carpet One's Winter Convention. You've had a special award that was announced last night. Let's get into that in just a minute. Last time I interviewed you, you were telling me that sales were good. 2013 was double-digit growth. How did the year end out?
On overall percentage ratio, we were up 18.7% for the year. So I applaud my staff. They did a magnificent job.
That is fantastic. You know, I interviewed you a year ago, and things had slowed down in the second half of 2012. That didn't happen in 13, did it?
No. You know what? We only had one little sour moment there, and I'm going to say it was February. And then from then on, it just continued and continued. I think our four national advertising programs that Carpet One developed stimulated a lot of activity for people purchasing flooring for their homes. So I think that's what helped.
So in 14, you know, we've had some cold weather. You were telling me just a minute ago, Michigan's negative 23 degrees today. Is that right?
Yes, it's freezing cold. People aren't leaving their homes. So I hope it warms up very quickly.
But that's affected January sales in 14.
It has affected it dramatically. And it's not just Michigan. I was talking to some of the other Carpet One members over the past few days, and everybody is like wishing January would just come to an end. And the warm weather would not creep in, but rush in, because it's not been promising.
You know, you and I are Facebook friends, and so I follow you along, and I know you've had some fun. Just real quick, for a personal note, you actually went to the Michigan State game, didn't you?
I did. I went, well, I'm a season ticket holder, and fortunately, they took it all to the Big Ten and then to the Rose Bowl, and I took my entire family to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and it was a dream of mine since I was a little girl with my dad.
So let's go back to the business a minute. Let's talk about Independent Carpet One Floor and Home. This is a family-run business. It's been in the business since the 60s. Give us a little background on that, if you would.
It's a family-run operation. My two older brothers, my mother and myself, run the store. We all have our separate duties, but I oversee the showroom, my sales staff. I have now taken over the job of office manager for my mother. It's a blast. Every day coming into the store and redeveloping it, igniting my staff with the new programs, the advertising programs, merchandising. It's a joy to help our community, provide the best flooring, provide the best service, and plan on being there another 46 years plus.
Well, another interesting thing about you, Kathy, is that your livelihood has been supported by this floor covering industry your whole life. Your dad was an investor in this store initially and was actually in the carpet manufacturing business a long time ago, right?
Yes, he was vice president of marketing or sales. I was little, for Trend Mills. Then from Atlanta, we moved up to Montreal. He opened up Venture Carpet Mill that is still there to this day. And then from Montreal, we moved back down to Michigan and took over the business that he had already, like you had mentioned, had invested. And we built a dilapidated business into our Carpet One store today. And we are a very strong force, I believe, in the Wayne County area.
And you ran it 30 years independently and then made the decision to join Carpet One, right?
And it was an easy decision. One of the larger Carpet One stores in the state of Michigan, and I think in the whole Midwest, lost their resources and they closed. And Sandy Michigan, being a friend of my father's from manufacturing aspect, approached my dad and said, "We're thinking of having another Carpet One store and you would be a perfect fit." My dad at that point said, "We don't need it. We're doing really well. What do we need them for?" And I went, "Dad, they've got marketing. They've got these samples, they're all exclusive, they've got all these programs, just let me go, let me learn about it." So my mom and I went to St. Louis, I met with Alan Greenberg and Howard and Sandy again and came back and we told my dad that we signed up without his approval.
Well, so you're an avid supporter of Carpet One, you're passionate, you've drunk the Kool-Aid, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons that you've won the Alan Greenberg Award, used to be called the Spirit Award. Tell us a little bit about that award, if you would.
Well, it is an award that is given to one of the members that totally exemplifies Carpet One. From the moment that we joined, I opened the box. And as you mentioned, I've been drinking the Kool-Aid for 17 years. New programs come in. I take them on with a excitement. I introduce it to my staff and I say, this is it. This is what we're going to do. I believe in the signage. I believe in building the brand. I believe in supporting each other. I have the largest family in the world and the greatest group of friends.
Who has won this award in the past? I mean, there's 900 members, so I mean, it's really a pretty big honor to be getting this award, right?
It's a very large honor, especially because of my bond with Alan Greenberg. I'm up there now with Mike Blanton from Dalton Carpet One, John Taylor, who is one of my mentors, Mike Anderson from out in California, Michael Beck from Gold Star Carpet One down in Texas, Scott Walker out in Washington. So people that I look up to that I've learned from, and then to be given this honor it's amazing.
One last question, just because I'm sure some people are interested. As we look at what's selling now, you always give me a good flavor for that. I know last year Carpet One rolled out. You've always been a strong Tigresa store. Last year you brought in the Anovia collection. Is soft carpet selling well?
You know, I just changed my showroom because soft carpet is losing a little bit of ground. It used to be like 70-30, then it went from 60-40. Now, if it's not 50-50, it might be 48-52. So my showroom now has been redesigned to showcase more hard surface, more laminate, more hardwood floors, more LVT. So I know that we're going to be introduced to some new LVT programs, and our stronghold Lee's is going to be reignited, which I'm so excited for because that's one of our little stepping stones in our store. It's like right in the forefront. But hard surface has captured the market. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and you have to showcase it so people understand it and how it performs and how it looks.
Let's dig into that just a little bit further. Hard surface is obviously LVT. It's laminate. It's hardwood. It's ceramic. As you delve deeper into the hard surface categories, which one of those is doing better?
Luxury vinyl tile and luxury vinyl plank by far. Easy to clean, easy to maintain, very durable, very realistic, beautiful. Price conscious. It can fit into your budget. There are so many different price categories with LVT that if you have a budget and you want a beautiful hard surfaced floor in your lower level, that some hardwoods can't be conducive to that. The LVTs are probably the best answer. For the woman that's on the go all the time and wants something that's going to perform with their kids riding tricycles or her walking in with heels, because I don't take my heels off at home.
Okay, so let me just ask you, as you look at 14, is there anything you're going to do differently to make your growth even greater?
I'm going to continue listening to my mentors. I'm going to continue listening to Carpet One. I'm going to allow them to bring in the programs that they believe are going to take me into 2015 with a strong vengeance again, lead me into the next few 10 years, and trust them to guide me. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, Kathy, great to be with you. Congratulations on winning the Alan Greenberg Award. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, who's operations manager at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.